the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each summer, the Missouri Public Affairs Academy brings talented high school students from throughout the state together at Missouri State University to develop their understanding of public affairs. The Academy gives students the opportunity to learn from talented and accomplished political and community leaders in the state. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Last week during the camp, Candace Fisk, the director of the Missouri Public Affairs Academy, and two of her campers joined me for a conversation. Candace, could you give me an overview of the Missouri Public Affairs Academy?
Yes, this is the 15th year that Missouri State University has underwritten the Public Affairs Academy. It is a summer program for high school juniors and seniors. We invite 30 students to come to our campus each summer to talk about why and how we can work together for the greater good.
What do you hope that participating students will get out of the experience?
First, we hope that they will understand the university's public affairs mission, that it relates to using their own skill set and interests to make a difference in the world. Part of it is leadership training, so they'll understand that they can become leaders and make a difference without waiting until they're in college or even until they've graduated from high school. We also work on awareness so that they start to understand how they can look at the society around them and identify needs and then take practical steps to meet those needs. So it's part training and it's part motivation so they can leave our campus and go home and do something on their own.
Richard Omani Shoyola is a senior at Metro High School in St. Louis. Richard, what's your favorite part of camp so far?
Yesterday, we were fortunate to go to the Capitol and to really go around and see the different offices of senators and the House of Representatives. And it was really good to see how, you know, Missouri public officials, where they work, them in their element. It was really interesting. And we also got to listen to a Supreme Court justice, and he spoke about the importance of, you know, pursuing things that you're interested in and working for the greater good. And so it was really a very unique experience.
Soojin Park is a senior at Central High School in Springfield. Soojin, what are you enjoying most?
What we do overall throughout the week is we set up a plan of which steps we can take in order to solve a cause or a problem that we really care about, and just being given directions on how we can actually make a difference is my favorite part.
Have you thought about things that you might do?
Personally, I'm going to work on this project where it connects students in Central America, like Nicaragua, and American students over technological means like FaceTime and Skype, where they can teach each other about the cultural differences as well as overcome the language barriers that we see.
And Richard, have you thought about what you'll do?
I have. I'm actually looking at a communication strategy between the youth of St. Louis City, where I'm from, and their local government. Right now, I feel as if, you know, there isn't enough communication. Youth don't have a platform to voice their opinions, their concerns, their inquiries. And more importantly, public officials don't really have a very effective way of spreading information. And so what I was thinking of doing is setting up via social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, even YouTube, was setting up a platform for, you know, that communication to occur. And I think it'll really help, you know, spread messages about very important issues such as youth violence, you know, around St. Louis.
Has this experience changed you in any way?
It definitely makes me more humble. I came into this thinking of, you know, the amazing power of senators and representatives and the way that they can really, you know, shape the world. But after listening to some public officials speak, it starts to dawn on me that you need to humble yourself and focus on the work that you do. You don't focus on the recognition, but the impact that you can have on your community.
I think for Missouri Public Affairs Academy, major thing that I've gotten out is so much awareness. And I've never realized how issues that we talk about all the time, like poverty, is so prevalent in such a small area like Springfield. And we're so blind to all these societal problems. And we think that it happens all over the world, but not in our community. But in all actuality, we see that it is here and it is a problem.
Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate visiting with you.
Perfect. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Candace Fisk is the director of the Missouri Public Affairs Academy. And I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.